This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 1 hour, 11 minutes, 55 seconds and counting. The countdown for Apollo 11 still going very satisfactorily at this time. In most cases, we're a matter of 5 or 10 minutes ahead of the countdown procedures. The crew in the white room at the 320-foot level who have been aiding the astronauts up to this time are just in the process of finishing up their work. They've been advised by the spacecraft test conductor that they'll probably be able to move out in about 3 minutes or so. Once this is accomplished, once the closeout crew does depart, we'll be ready to move that swing arm back, swing arm 9. It will be moved 12 degrees away from the spacecraft hatch. This is about 5 feet away from the hatch. Once this is accomplished, we will arm the pyrotechnic systems in the spacecraft, so the in the event of a possible catastrophic condition below them with the launch vehicle, while still on the pad, the astronauts could fire that escape rocket and separate from the rocket in difficulty. The crew, closeout crew, about to depart at this time. That swing arm remains about 12 degrees away from the spacecraft hatch, as mentioned, 5 feet or so, until the 5 minute mark in the count when it's fully retracted to its fallback position. The obvious reason here is in the event we do have to get the astronauts out in a hurry, the swing arm is in a standby position and can be moved rapidly back to the hatch, level, so the astronauts could depart in the event of an emergency. We're coming up on T-minus 1 hour, 10 minutes, and 20 seconds. This is Kennedy Launch Control.